This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The founding Congress of Industrial, the newest and biggest global union federation, was attended by more than 1,000 delegates from all over the world. One of those delegates was Paul Howes. Mr. Howes is the National Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union. The AWU represents some 130,000 workers. I asked him why the AWU supported the establishment of Industrial.
Our union, we're a very old union, we were formed in 1886, and since 1913 we've been involved in global union federations. Obviously with some breakages during the wars and so on, but now more than ever we see capital has gone global. Companies no longer respect national boundaries. Many companies don't respect the nation state at all. And labour has to go global. The only way that we'll be able to bargain effectively, the only way that we'll be able to improve working conditions, is if we have a strong global voice. Global unions can be frustrating and they can be bureaucratic, and obviously there's very different traditions from different countries. But I have hope that in the long term, over a, you know, several decades, we will actually move to being effectively real global unions. And we notice this in Australia with employers that employ our members. Most of them are multinational companies. Very few are actually listed on the Australian Stock Exchange, most in Wall Street or in London. If we don't have the ability to organise collectively and to spread the reach of labour globally, what we will see happening is companies just jurisdiction shopping. They'll move their operations to wherever the labour movement is weakest. And the only solution we have to that, because we can't rely on national governments anymore, the only solution we have is to make sure that labour and union is global.